Welcome to Jamaica House Weekly, the program which highlights happenings in the office of the Prime Minister. I'm Athalia Reynolds-Baker. Stay with us for the details. Prime Minister Andrew Holness on Thursday, June 2, commissioned into service Wigton 3, the 24-megawatt expansion of the wind farm in Rose Hill, Manchester. The new facility, which began supplying energy to the national grid in March, consists of 12 2-megawatt wind turbines, a 9.6-kilometer transmission line, and a new substation. It is projected to generate 63,072 megawatt-hours annually. Mr. Holness says the expansion of the wind farm will help to further advance plans to have renewable energy constitute and even surpass 30% of the total energy mix by 2030.
By virtue of this investment, the approval of investments in solar technology, the implementation of LNG, which will come into our fuel mix in short order, and what we are about to do with waste energy, and the explorations for hydro and other biofuels, we will have probably the most diversified energy mix in the region.
Wigton 3 was constructed by Spanish firm Gamesa at a cost of $45 million. It is the first of three renewable energy projects selected by the Office of Utilities Regulation in 2013 to become fully operational and begin transmission to the national grid. Prime Minister Andrew Holness last Thursday also addressed the Planning Institute of Jamaica, PIOJ's Economic Partnership Agreement, EPA, Capacity Building Projects Export Forum. The forum sought to highlight to local manufacturing companies the advancements being made to upgrade several public laboratories under the recent Economic Partnership Agreement Capacity Building Project. The upgraded labs will improve Jamaica's capacity to ensure that once tested locally, Jamaican manufactured goods will meet the import requirements of markets in Europe and other continents. The Prime Minister expressed satisfaction with the PIOJ's efforts to increase the viability of Jamaica's manufacturing sector.
My presence here today is to endorse what is being done under this program. It's one aspect, but it is an important aspect of loosening the constraint that is locking us into this low-growth environment.
Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, Daryl Vaz, has expressed gratitude to the government of Japan for its provision of approximately $1.8 million in financial support to Jamaica for climate change mitigation and adaptation activities. The funds were provided through the Japan-Caribbean Climate Change Partnership, an initiative of the Japanese government to channel support to countries within the Caribbean community in the area of climate change. Approximately $73 million of that sum will be provided to support on-the-ground work to help communities cope with the effects of climate change. Another portion of the money will be allocated at the national level to implement appropriate mitigation actions and a national adaptation plan.
Community-based disaster preparedness and response plans that take into account the physical, psychological, social, and economic vulnerabilities of persons employed in the informal and agricultural sectors will help to reduce the vulnerability of disasters overall. These projects will benefit the communities by introducing technologies which will improve the livelihoods of residents through job provision and income generation.
And a minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, Dr. Harris Chang, last week outlined that government will be targeting graduate studies scholars to receive the planned Jamaica House Fellowship. Addressing the University of the West Indies Evening of Excellence to honor 41 graduate scholars on June 1, Dr. Chang said those students receiving the fellowship would be charged with conducting research to advance policy development. He says the government is committed to finding solutions to the nation's challenges, which can be achieved through engaging bright young minds. Prime Minister Andrew Holness announced in April that the government intended to establish the Jamaica House Fellowship in order to encourage the country's young talent to contribute to the public sector. That's it for this week's Jamaica House Weekly. Thanks for your company. For producer Vaughn Davis, I'm Athalia Reynolds-Baker.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.